Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, July 19th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Apple reports a profit for the third quarter. An art gallery is offering podcasts to view a Van Gogh exhibit. Cinema Now strikes a deal with Hollywood studios to offer downloadable movies. And Tom Petty's thoughts on iTunes. Apple has announced financial results for its fiscal 2000 third quarter that ended July 1st, 2006. The company broadcast the results via QuickTime webcast, as CFO Peter Oppenheimer declared. "We're very pleased to report the second highest quarterly sales and earnings in Apple's history, resulting in year-over-year revenue growth of 24% and earnings growth of 48%. It posted revenue of $4.37 billion U.S. and a net quarterly profit of $472 million, or 54 cents per diluted share. These results compare to revenue of $3.52 billion and the net profit of $320 million, or 37 cents per diluted share in the year-ago quarter. Gross margin was 30.3%, up from 29.7% in the year-ago quarter. International sales accounted for 39% of the quarter's revenue. Apple shipped 1,327,000 Macs and 8,111,000 iPods during the quarter, representing 12% growth in Macs and 32% growth in iPods over the year-ago quarter. Revenue grew in America up 20%, in Europe up 22%, and in Japan, where revenue grew by 13%. The company's CEO, Steve Jobs, said, "We're thrilled with the growth of our Mac business, and especially that over 75% of the Macs sold during the quarter used Intel processors." He said, "This is the smoothest and most successful transition that any of us have ever experienced." Art galleries are getting into the podcasting mix, as the National Galleries of Scotland has launched its own series of video podcasts. The podcast is a free audio or video file presented by TV presenter Hannah Gordon, and it offers a series that begins with an in-depth podcast and tour of the newly opened Van Gogh exhibition in the Dean Gallery. The National Galleries of Scotland call the show's pod curators because they combine the curatorial experience of the galleries with new technology to foster understanding of the art on show. Four major Hollywood studios have reached an agreement with online movie service Cinema Now to offer more than 100 mainstream titles that can be copied to a disc and played on almost any DVD player or television set. The price for all this starts at only $9 a movie. The LA Times reports that the deal gives film fans the convenience of downloading a movie and playing it on the living room TV. Cinema Now service occupies a new anti-piracy technology that will prevent a burned DVD itself from being copied. Until now, online file-sharing networks offered free access to pirated movies with no copying restrictions. Studios fought to block sales of software that enables people to make unauthorized copies of their DVDs. If Cinema Now's anti-piracy technology proves to be effective, studios can be expected to offer new and more popular movies. Studio executives want more titles to become available online, and internet services will be a way for movie fans to buy films that can be difficult to find at mass market retailers. According to the article, a standard length movie can take up to 3 hours to download. They are downloaded through Cinema Now and can be played on virtually any DVD player with full remote control navigation and access to special features available on regular DVDs. You can also print out a DVD label and cover art. As for profits, studios won't be able to measure the potential of online movies until they start offering blockbusters. Until then, they will be offering movies like Charlie's Angels full throttle. At a time when iTunes is proven to be the most popular music store in the world, there are a few old-school musicians who don't want anything to do with it. Last week, Bob Seger realized the importance of having his music available online, even though, for a long time, he felt that his music should only be purchased as a full album. Don't even get me started on Metallica, whom I think would greatly benefit as well. Then there are musicians like Tom Petty, who in an interview with Rolling Stone magazine said, "iTunes is a great idea." According to the story, Mr. Petty blamed the recording industry for hurting itself by raising LP and CD prices during the 80s and 90s. He battled with his own record label in 1982 because he refused to turn over his master tapes until the label agreed to hold the price of the album at $8.99. instead of raising it to $9.99. He said, I think that if they kept the CDs really affordable, there wouldn't have been a tragic impact from the computers that there was. And that's a blow that I don't think they are ever going to recover from. In what may be his last interview, Tom Petty said that although he didn't think iTunes was a good vehicle for introducing people to the concept of albums as a full body of work, it did remind him of the days when singles helped sell full albums. More and more companies are including podcasting. A New England PR firm called Schwartz Communications is no exception, as it too has introduced a new podcasting service. All packages include the planning, pre-production, production, post-production, and evaluation needed to produce and distribute a 10-minute podcast. President of Schwartz Communications, Steve Schwartz, noted that it can also bundle individual podcasts into what they call a podbook, which is a series of three or more podcasts to one target audience. It covers different subjects or one subject with multiple perspectives. Schwartz said that this is a logical extension of our core offerings. Schwartz works with companies to develop and create the most effective messages and manage all the technical details needed to create a successful podcast or podbook. Coming up, we'll talk about the iPod accessory craze, and I'll tell you about a few of the weirdest ones available. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Buy a refurbished iPod, get a free bonus accessory, claims Apple. The company is currently selling white and black 2GB iPod Nanos for $169, along with the Apple Lanyard headphones for free. It is also offering refurbished 512MB iPod Shuffles for $49 with either a free Apple iPod Shuffle armband or Apple iPod Shuffle external battery pack. In addition, Apple is selling 20GB fourth-generation iPods with a free Apple iPod dock. And if you're wondering if the accessories are refurbished, Apple says no. The company notes that while the iPods are reconditioned, the accessories are brand new. Keeping your laptop from being stolen will be a lot easier now that Absolute Software has released its Macintosh version of Computer Trace LoJack. The laptop security tracking solution locates and recovers lost or stolen computers. For example, if your computer has been lost or stolen, the Computer Trace LoJack will contact Absolute's monitoring center when the computer connects to the internet. The embedded software provides the stolen computer's IP address and other networking information to Absolute's theft recovery team, which will work with local law enforcement to identify its physical location and recover your computer. If a stolen laptop is not recovered within 30 days, Absolute Software says it will give you a refund. You can pick up the new Mac version directly through Apple retail stores and directly from Absolute Software. And the price per unit for 1 year of service is $49.99 US. There's a new and easier way to become a podcaster. Wild Voice has now introduced a new web-based recorder called Shout. The application lets anyone with a PC, an internet connection, and a microphone record a podcast or post comments to other podcasts at the site. When you're a member of the Wild Voice online community, you can create and publish podcasts. Members can build their own Wild Voice site within the community and share podcasts, videos, photos, and blogs. You don't have to look far for any type of iPod accessory. They're everywhere and offer anything from scratch-resistant cases to belt buckles. How much money third-party suppliers have made in all these fancy iPod doohickeys, the world may never know, but it has been estimated at around $1 billion. All of this craziness prompted Business Week to take a look at these accessories, and I think they were amazed. The article noted that there's a growing list of weird and wacky accessories that range from a dock that turns your iPod into a boombox to dock that doubles as a toilet tissue holder. The story goes on to say that since the iPod has changed very little, there is a drive to personalize the music player. Retail stores are finding a way to move out their merchandise by adding iPod accessories as an incentive. I'll talk more about that later in the podcast. The Business Week story comes complete with 10 of the most unusual iPod accessories, and a few of them are a play-and-go shoulder bag, an iPod wallet that fits an iPod Nano, the bulletproof iPod case that it's quite popular in Japan, and I'll top it off with the iPod Nano Song Thong. Yeah, that's right. It's a thong for your iPod. Spanning partners today launched Spanning Salesforce for iCal. This is a web service that allows Salesforce.com users to subscribe to their calendar events and to-do items from Salesforce.com and view them in iCal. Using iSync, users can even synchronize those tasks and events with their mobile phones and iPods. In addition to iCal integration, Spanning Salesforce offers a full range of secure and personalized RSS feeds from Salesforce.com. The price per month is $12.95 US per month and $129.95 US for individual users. Target Stores has caught on to the iPod craze. It seems that they think as long as you offer an item attached to an iPod accessory, people will buy it. The store is selling Emerson microwaves, which cost $60 US. But what's really interesting is the fact that if you buy this relatively cheap microwave, you'll receive a bonus iPod table radio. And don't get me wrong, this little radio won't blow your mind with amazing sound quality. Just amazing how the iPod has transformed the retail world, and it must be selling well considering the online store is currently out of stock. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.